ערב ראש השלום. This week's parsha, Parshas Kisavo, first speaks about the brachas and the klolos. I'd like to focus on one pasuk. In fact, not only I'd like to focus on one pasuk, I'd like to focus on one word in the pasuk. And the whole shiur basically is going to focus on that one word. So let's see the pasuk. So you're going to have all the brachas if you listen to Hashem. But the word I want to focus on is the hisigucha. Hisigucha, you know, to me, you know what it means? Like, it's like I'm running and someone's running after me and he catches up. You know, that's the hisigucha. You know, he catches up to you, the hisigucha. Right. So what does that mean? The brachas are going to catch up to you. What is the lashon v'hisigucha? What does that mean? I mean, the Sforno says it means on page 2 v'hisigucha apol pishim otishtad alatav lahasigan. So he has a different shot. It means that sometimes you're going to get brachas even if you're not trying, even if you didn't put effort into it. And that's what the Chizkuni on page 3. Va'alacha lo titrach l'chazer achareyem. Meaning Hashem can give you a bracha even if you're not you didn't put a shtadlus on. Well, sometimes Sfarim writes, Rabbi Willen points this out, and Eliyahu Bloch has this in his sefer. Sometimes, like a person's looking for a job, say, and he's putting in a lot of effort to try to get a certain job. A lot of effort. And it doesn't come through. And then the next day, he gets a phone call from someplace else with no effort at all. And what? And he gets the job. So what's the pshat? The pshat is the way some explain, Rabbi Willen said it's over, Rabbi Yomel Bloch, others explain. You see, we think that we're doing something, we're putting in the effort, and therefore whatever we accomplish is because we did it. No, everything we get in this world, you got to realize this, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only give it to us if we put in effort. But to show that it's not necessarily the effort in this particular thing, sometimes we'll put an effort into A, and all Hashem wants is we put in the effort, and then he'll give us B for free, even though A was a total flop. Because, you see, we always think we're in control, but we're the ones that are, you know, we're the makers, shakers and bakers, you know, we're the ones that are controlling everything. We have to be good Jews, we have to, you know, put in a hishtadlus within reason, not crazy hishtadlus, put in reason, but everything else is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So sometimes, you can have brachas you didn't try for. Why? Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw you put an effort wherever, even in A, then he'll give you the bracha from B, even though you didn't try, because it's not you who's doing it. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's giving it to you. So sometimes he doesn't want to give it to you unless you put in the effort. But it's not necessarily in the area that you put the effort that you're going to get the fruits. Sometimes it will be. But sometimes it'll be. Because we're not the ones who are in charge. But that's not the main point I wanted to... That's very important, you saw it as well. There is a pshat in the Sefer Degel Machaneh Ephraim, is one of the classic Chassidish Sfarim on page 4. And he says an important yisod in life on page 4. He says as well, Ubo alecha kol habrachos eidu v'chizgucha tzorach lovin zeh she'en lo bir l'chol hayaroi lo ma lehefech shehu yasig et habrachos. In other words, what do you mean, Hisigucha? The brachas are going to run after me? I'm going to get the brachas. Not the brachas are... What does it mean? It's, you know, the pasuk saying, you know, like I said, Hisigucha normally means I'm running and someone's running after me, catches up to me, that's the Hisigucha. So the brachas are going to catch, what does that mean? So he says like this. Hacha'ininu kumo shispal David HaMelech, achtov hachesi difuni. Hainuk lefomim odam borech benatov, machvas chotse daito, she'inu yodeya imu tov. Kach yispal David HaMelech, achtov hachesi difuni, she'im yudifu acharai v'yasigo si, af she'inu yodeya lidof acharai. This is the biggest note of life. A lot of times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us brachas. And we don't realize that these are good things. And we run away from them. A simple mashal, that's probably no geir. Say somebody's dating some young lady. And she's great. It's great for him. It's the biggest bracha in the world. And he's caught up on some thing that he considers a chisaron, and he rejects her. He rejects her. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do? He has to hope and orchestrate a situation where it could resurface, where the bracha could resurface. Because you got the tov. It was sitting right in front of you, and you missed it, and you rejected it. So, ach tov v'chesed, the tov sometimes has to run after you. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make it that, and then you have to be zocher for that. So sometimes you have the tov and you reject it, and then you won't get it anymore. But sometimes you have the tov, or you have a wonderful opportunity at a chavrusa, or your wonderful opportunity in a learning or shiur. There's so many applications of this in life. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the tov, and we don't realize it's tov. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes you need someone else to help you out to figure out, is this tov for me or not? Sometimes we're blinded of what's really tov. And therefore, we run away from the tov. And that's the Sigucha, means Hashem will make the Torah run after you, so even though you did something foolish, it'll still catch up to you. And so the pasuk of Bo'u Alecha Kol Abrocha Se'eila V'Hisigucha is the same pasuk of Ach Tov V'Chesed Yir Defuni, that sometimes the Tov V'Chesed has to run after me, because I wasn't smart enough because I was too superficial. And I thought that this chisaron is such a big chisaron, and I can't. Sometimes it doesn't mean. Sometimes the chisaron is something. That's why a lot of times that when you're involved in decision making, dating, a job, life decisions, you need someone who understands you and doesn't have an agenda. That wants Dafka, you should do certain thing, is mamish looking for your good without any negias at all, and can help you make that decision. That's someone who, this girl is his fifth cousin once removed, and therefore, and he owes a favor to the father, because 30 years ago he helped him out on Shabbos Shuva one time in the rainstorm. It was total. A total lishma, that's what you have to go for eitzah from, because sometimes Hashem gives you the tov and it's perfect for you, but you're not astute enough to understand that, and then you run away from it. That's the Devar Machan Ephraim. And the Beis Aharon on page 5, the Patek HaRav, is a Rav, is a lower east side. He says the same word. He quotes the Dechel Machan Ephraim. And he tells a story from the Bar Ditchava. So he says, he, say, He said he saw a fellow running, you know, to get a parnassa someplace. And he said, where are you running? Your parnassa is right here. You know, sometimes we're going elsewhere, and the bracha is right here. And we don't have insight to understand where our bracha really is. So that's v'hisigucha. That's v'hisigucha. That's the pshat. Then there's another pshat in v'hisigucha, and that's quoted in various forms. The Me'ah Shiloach, the Ishbitza, on page 6 and 7, says it over, and that's the following: Uvo alach kol abrochas einu v'hisigucha, hainu shelo tishtana kemo shehayisa. Kiteva ha'odim l'shtanos be'eis sheyaviach lo Hashem. Chazem avtir ha'chodesh brochu ki atov shebenefesh Yisrael lo yishtem achas v'shol mishom dobra. Meaning like this: sometimes when a person gets a bracha, he's successful, so he becomes a different person. In other words, he becomes haughty, he becomes condescending on other people. So means the ikir bracha in life is to get brachas and to remain the same person you were before. So v'hisigucha means it's going to chap you where you were before. The bracha is going to chap you where you were before, and it's not going to change. It's not going to change you. And shalot tishtana kemo shehayisa. So the bracha is going to chap you, and you're not going to change. And the tzaddik says the same thing on page 8. Uvrachas ki uvo alacha chol abrachas ha'elu v'sigucha omer m'shem rabbeinu rabbunim zatzal v'sigucha b'mkomcha ha'inu shelo tishtana al yidei ha'tovos v'achasodim v'abrachas. And the Shem Yishmuel says that pshat in the Pasuk in Toldos. Look at this. Unbelievable pshat. Page 9. It says, Vayizra Yitzchak Ba'aretzahi. Yitzchak planted. Vayimtza Bashana Hahi. Mea Sha'arim. Vayivrachei Hashem. So what does Rashi say? Shamdu kamaru yilasos. The osa al achas shamdu ameya. There was Yitzchak planted produce, and the land produced 100 times more than he expected. So Yitzchak became what? Quite wealthy. So what does the next pasuk say? Vayigdal ha'ish, vayel chaloch v'gadel ad ki godol ma'ot. He became a great person. He became very wealthy. So, but it's so interesting. What's the interesting word here? All of a sudden you're calling Yitzchak Ha'ish? They should say, Vayigdal Yitzchak. What's Ha'ish? So says the Shem Yishmuel on page 11, Vayigdal Ha'ish, Yesh Ladaktek, Lam Ha'elim Shemo. Why is his name not mentioned? Why is he called Ha'ish? Lama lo yadkir shmo Yitzchak b'feirish. All the other psukim is referred to Yitzchak a million times. Vayizra Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Yitzchak. And all of a sudden, Ha'ish. So the point being, says the Shem Yishmuel, to show that after he became what? Wealthy, he still carries himself like a regular person. I'm just Paish. Just a regular person. And that's the idea of Rabbanim Parshishcha, Ubaalacha Kalabracha Seilam Yisigucha. I know Shiyasigucha Bimkomcha Harishon. That the brachas are going to keep you, and you're going to still stay at the same type of person that you were before. And you're not going to change. And the Shemi Shmuel says it again in another place, where he explains the famous Gemara in Brachos. We know that Avraham, his name used to be Avram, and then it changed to Avraham. And we know the Gemara says that you're not allowed to call him Avram anymore. Right? If you call him Avram, you violate over Balaam. Call a call Avraham, Avram, over Be'esay. Over Be'esay. Over Be'esay. But when it comes to Yaakov, you're based on the base in the bottom. So Yaakov's name was changed to Israel, but the Gemara says, "Lo, she'ikar Yaakov mukomo, el Yisrael ikar for Yaakov totalo." That the name Yaakov still remains, but he has his ikar name is Israel, but Yaakov is still there. So the Mefarshim Rabbanan, why is that? Why did he have to keep his name Yaakov? By Avram, the name changed. Hakeh, you're not allowed to call him Avram anymore. So the Shemi Shmuel, on the next page, page 14, says the same thing. He quotes the same Rav Bunim Mipashishka, the same word from the Meshiloach, the same word from Rav Tzadok. Yaakov had Hatami Yishlomo Dine Rebbe Rav Bunim. If Parshishka Amar Apostle Gubor Alach for a brachas inu b'tikucha, and if a brachas yasigucha b'mkomo, he brach a bar rach al yidehachdo shvius alev. He yizel shabal yizgoy alchar hasar chaz a bracha. Whereas the person has to be very careful when he gets an important position or he earns a lot of money and he's in a different position than he was before. Then you see this all the time, that people who, you know, become very wealthy, and they can become haughty, and they can become condescending, etc. So Yaakov, what's the idea? Because what's Yisrael? Yisrael means triumphant. You're successful, you beat the Malach, you're at the height. So you always have to remember to stay a Yaakov. Yaakov is the heel, Akif, to stay by Nevis. Yasigucha b'mkomcha. It's a big nisayon. The Mefarshim write that sometimes the nisayon of Osher is even greater than the nisayon of Oni. The nisayon of Oni is hard to be a poor person, but sometimes to be too successful and very wealthy is a bigger nisayon. And then he has it again in Bahalos, he has it several times. Oh. So if you look in the Sefer Divrei Yisrael on page 16 of the Mazritzer Rebbe, he also discusses this idea of v'hisigucha. And he says, what does it mean? It means like this. Yeshadagik and Yavolach Kalabrochas Nimela, Uvan Shisigucha. What does it mean, Yisigucha? Yeshashay Yichonei Hashem Behon the Osher Rav Tovos, Aval Eilo Hasaga, Echlis Adnaigim Osher Vetuva, Ein Zebracha. That's what it means. V'hisigucha. Hasaga, sometimes, what does Hasaga mean? I have a Hasaga. I have an idea. Meaning, Hashem is going to give you the brachas, and He also has to give you the chachma to know what to do with the brachas. Because a person can have a lot of money and squander it on foolish things. Foolish things he can squander the money. He can have whatever he has. So you have to know how to use a bracha properly. And the Mazir Tzerebi says in the Sefer Yitzhak Bracha, an unbelievable word. Rosh Hashanah is a chazal in Medrash Rabbah, Noso. He says, Chazal say, we know that Klal Yisrael received a lot of wealth when they left Mitzrayim. And then when the Kriyas Yam Suf, they also received wealth, right? At the Bezus Hayam. So which was greater, the Bezus Mitzrayim or the Bezus Hayam? So the Medrash says that the Bezus Hayam is compared to gold. And the Bezus Mitzrayim is like silver. That the Bezus Hayam was much greater than the Bezus Mitzrayim. So the Moshe Tzerebi on page 17 asked the Kash, is that really true? Much greater? I thought it says they totally, Chazal say they took everything from Egypt. So how much was left when they got to the Yam? Well, the Bezus Mitzrayim was greater. You want to know how dollars and cents, which was greater? Bezus Mitzrayim, Bezus Yam? Of course Bezus Mitzrayim is greater. So what's Chazal saying that the Bezus Yam were greater? So he says over the shot of the Hisigucha we just saw before. The Hisigucha means Hashem will give you a Hasaga, He'll give you Chochmah to know what to do with the Bracha. So he says like this. See, by Kriyas Yam Suf, Klal Yisrael had the greatest Chochmah. They were like Nevi'im. Rosh HaShivcha Bayram. So it could be monetarily in Mitzrayim they got more, but they didn't have Das then. As the Gemara says in the Dorim, aim on the El Bedas. So when it came to Bezus Mitzrayim, they got a lot, but they weren't on the level to understand what do you do with such wealth. When they came to the Yam, they had tremendous chokhmah. Ki mal ha'aretz deyas Hashem kamayim el yam mechatzim, says the Mazir Tzerebi, hayim kemo b'kriyas yam suf. That's what it was like at Kriyas Yam Suf. Because at Kriyas Yam Suf there was a tremendous amount of deya. Because as the Chazal say, everyone, they saw the Shekhinah. There was tremendous, so that's what it means. That at Kriyas Yam Suf it was greater because they had a greater insight in what to do with the Osher. So even though the Osher might have been greater before, but in terms of understanding what you do with it, the Sigucha, the Hasaga, what to do with it, it was greater by the Yam. It was greater by the Yam. And then the Sfas Emes also has a pshat in the last page. He says the Sigucha means that sometimes Hashem wants to give you a bracha, but you're not ready for it. So he has this bracha, but you're not mature enough. So he waits a couple of years. Sometimes he even has to wait to Olam Haba. So Sigucha means that if you deserve to get something, you're going to get it. You do something good, you're going to get a reward. You don't see it right away. Sigucha, ultimately you're going to get it. So let's just review what we said here. The first Musar Haskil we said the Sigucha means that sometimes you're going to get a bracha without even trying. Well, what's that idea? Because Hashem wants to show us sometimes that we're not the ones, even when we try, it's not us who are doing it. And that's why sometimes you could try, you could put all your effort into A, you're trying for job A or for girl A, and that's not for you. And then B comes without any effort. because it's all coming from Hashem. That's Yisiguchah. Then we discuss the Degel Machaneh Ephraim. That the Yisiguchah means that sometimes we get a bracha. We have an opportunity, and we don't realize how good an opportunity is. We have a particular job offer, or we have a chavrusa in front of us, or we have a girl that we're dating, and we don't see how good it is for us. That doesn't mean always you have to say that this always has to be good for you. You understand? You can't walk away and say, oh, I can never break up with anybody, or I can never reject anybody because, oh, maybe. But at least you should think twice, or discuss it with someone who, as I said, someone who really cares about you, who has Torah values and understands you, and is not someone who's manipulative, and not someone who has other, you know, cheshbonos, who's trying to do it for some other reason. Those people you shouldn't go to advice for. But someone who really cares about you and understands you, to see whether the tov is there. Because sometimes you reject tov, and then you walk away. So sometimes you're lucky, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the tov HaChesed Yudafuni. The tov will run after you. But that's a special bracha, that the tov should run after you. Sometimes you might just leave it, and then whatever, you missed it out. Then hopefully Hashem will give you another tov someplace else, but at least this opportunity was a squandered opportunity. So it means you have to be careful when you make decisions not to reject tov. And then the other yisigucha means that sometimes people get bracha in life and they change. They're a different type of person. So we have to follow the lead of Yitzchak. That Yitzchak was zara mea sha'arim, 100 times what he expected, and still it's ha'ish. He still acted like a simple person. He didn't say, oh, now I'm the rich Yitzchak, so now I have to speak down to people, or I have to be a haughty person. And then the Hisigucha means, which is tied into the other pshat, the Hisigucha means you get chachmah. Hisigucha means you get chachmah to know what to do. And that ties in to the Hisigucha of the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, because you need that chachmah to understand not only what to do with wealth, but when Hashem gives you a bracha, whether it's, as I said, whether it's a shidduch, or whether it's a good chavrusa, or whatever it might be, and when we walk away from good opportunities, and we think we know better. So when you make decisions, you have to be careful with the decisions you make. You have to not make decisions through superficial reasons and understand what's really important in whatever issue you're talking about, not to be taken by the superficialities of the situation, but to really know what's good and what's not good, and to have that chokmah. And that's why Bezus Yam was greater than Bezus Mitzrayim, not necessarily because it was more money, but because in Bezus Yam they had more das. And ein oni ela oni bedas. A real oni means you don't have the chokmah to know what to do with your brachas. And then the hisigucha, finally the pshat of the sasemis, to know that whatever we do in life will get paid for. Sometimes we don't see it always right away, but that Hashem knows that you're not ready to get this bracha yet. And sometimes it'll be in 2 years, 3 years, olam haba, whatever it is, but it never will go unseen and unforgotten. And that's the emunah of Hashem. So that's the idea, that we should learn from this one pasuk, this one word, v'isigucha, all these ideas. And these ideas are so relevant for our lives. And that's what's so important. To always have mentors, not to be, you know, that you can't make up your own mind, but always to be shoal eitzah. Again, doesn't mean, and best, as I said, from somebody who knows you, who understands you, who cares about you, who doesn't have an agenda, or is not looking to manipulate a situation. And that's ubar lecha kol habrachos ha'ela v'yisigucha.